Well, the Democrats may have dropped their October surprise yesterday, 2 weeks to the date from the 2024 presidential election, and it was the lead story on every CNN and MSNBC show, which will bleed over into today, through the rest of this week. This may be it, and it's basically a rerun from any given night, from any given CNN show or MSNBC show from the last 8 years. Donald Trump, they say, loves Hitler.
I think we just have to take a moment and pause there to note how remarkable that is.
Your lies and how desperate you are, it is remarkable.
That someone who served as a chief of staff to the former president of the United States, as a retired Marine general, is saying that the person he served meets the definition of a fascist. Of course, that comes after we heard that the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who was handpicked by Donald Trump, has also called him a fascist in private. Now, this is all coming as Kelly, during these interviews, is also confirming reports that Trump has made admiring statements.
Correct her. Repeating Operation Mockingbird lies.
Is also confirming reports that Trump has made admiring statements about Hitler.
Okay. Matt Drudge, who was once hailed a pioneer in conservative media for starting a website and then by chance being handed the Monica Lewinsky story on a silver platter from somebody that he knew and then publishing it when Newsweek magazine refused to publish it, which then launched his career, which he rode on that story on the coattails for many years until finally, sadly, getting Trump derangement syndrome, stage four. He updated his website last night, most likely from a gay bathhouse somewhere in San Francisco, to these ridiculous headlines. And it wasn't just the top story that they talked about at the top of the hour. It was all they talked about all day, every hour, every segment, on every show on Clown News and MSDNC. Here's Caitlin Collins returning from a commercial break to continue beating a dead horse to saturate the airwaves with this fake news, just hoping to reach as many morons as possible who happen to tune in to this nonsense.
Back with our breaking news tonight is Donald Trump's former chief of staff, his longest serving chief of staff, General John Kelly, is now going on the record 2 weeks before the election to say that Trump meets the definition of a fascist and said nice things about Hitler.
Okay. Not just because of his admiration for Adolf Hitler, but because of his admiration for Adolf Hitler's generals.
Oh.
In an article by Jeffrey Goldberg in The Atlantic about Donald Trump's admiration for Hitler and Hitler's generals, who every
person with a brain in America and around the world knows is fake news being spread through Operation Mockingbird. Here's Anderson Operation Mockingbird Cooper, who interned not just one summer, but two summers with the CIA and then buried that. Didn't mention that on his resume until just a few years ago when it was uncovered and published on a website. And then he reluctantly did admit it. Here he is, accidentally admitting the Democrats' playbook, trying to desperately convince the undecided voters that Donald Trump is Hitler.
If there are some people who are undecided, I guess the question is, for those undecided people, do we really want to spend the next 4 years every day with this kind of stuff?
No, absolutely. I mean, this is not a news cycle that I would think Donald Trump would want. But here, you know,
look at him practically choking on his lies. What a pathetic and desperate little demon who, by the way, gets paid about $50,000 per day per show. That's how much these people are making in their salaries. $1 million a month, 50 grand a show times 20, $12 million a year to sit there and spew these lies to the American people. This fake news originated in The Atlantic, which is an elitist Democrat liberal rag, which is owned by Steve Jobs' widow, Lauren Powell, who admits here the reason why she bought it.
And so it was obvious that if we could be part of the creation of cultural narrative, that would enhance and amplify all the work that we're doing.
Which is Hillary Clinton talked about today, is telling the story, getting the content out there.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are early days for us, but that's the idea behind it. We want to inspire the kind of stories that we'd like to see told.
They would like to help Operation Mockingbird set the liberal agenda in the mainstream media. But not all of their assets are capable of sticking to the talking points. Reading off of a teleprompter for them is easy because a whole team of writers and editors put those propaganda pieces together. But when the political pundits are just there spewing their nonsense off the top of their head, sometimes they make blunders like this.
The contrast could not be more stark. Yes, we have a dismal economy, but we are also facing the prospect of fascism. And actually, the economy isn't even that dismal.
Whoops, I didn't mean to mention that the economy sucks and inflation is out of control and there's a housing crisis because of the inflation and the tens of millions of illegal aliens who have invaded our country. I didn't mean that at all.
Things are rebounding, but everyone is talking about the economy. But in fact, we are actually facing the real premise and specter of fascism.
The economy sucks, but if you vote for Donald Trump, we're going to face fascism. And a new USA Today poll just came out showing that among likely Latino voters, Donald Trump is crushing Kamala Harris 49-38% in their favorability rating. And so they also released another fake story that's gone viral. The Mockingbirds are repeating about how Donald Trump supposedly insulted a dead Mexican soldier.
Trump had told the family that the military would be paying for the funeral. And then he said, if you need help, I'll help you out. So a few months later, when he's in this meeting with staff, this is where the reporting comes in. According to Goldberg, Trump asked, did they bill us for the funeral? What did it cost? According to attendees and contemporaneous notes of the meeting taken by a participant, an aide answers, yes, we received a bill. The funeral cost $60,000. Trump became angry. It doesn't cost $60,000 to bury a Mexican. Excuse my language there. I just read it. But that's what he said.
No, that is the fake news story that's being spread in order to try to tarnish his image among Latino voters. In fact, the family of this fallen soldier and Mark Meadows, who was in the meeting that Donald Trump allegedly made these comments, have denounced these horrific lies.
I don't understand how we got so toxic.
This is Obama in Wisconsin yesterday.
And just so divided and so bitter. And I get why sometimes people just don't want to pay attention to it. And we all have friends like that. We have family members who are just like, It's all a circus out there. I get that.
You started the circus. You started spreading the toxic fake news in order to undermine the Trump administration by any means necessary. And the caretakers at the White House Senior Living Center made the mistake of allowing Joe Biden to meander around outside again, where he found a microphone and some cameras to talk to, and admitted the Democrats' new plan for Donald Trump.
I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up. Politically lock him up.
We got to lock him up, he said. And he must have seen the panic in his caretakers' faces because then he added, politically lock him up. And then later, the White House tried to spin it saying he meant to say, to lock him out, not lock him up. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. And if you're a regular viewer, we are slowly growing the channel. So another 5,000 and then it'll flip over to 1.9 at least. But then we would still need another 100,000 to get to 2 million. So we might get the other 5,000 in the next two, by the end of the year, maybe. Getting to 2 million, that might be impossible. But we could try, and we're going to have to manually bypass YouTube's shadow banning and visibility filters by sharing links to these videos on your social media accounts, giving the channel a shout-out, and encouraging other people to come and check it out. So thanks for all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.